Welcome to Vallejo's Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, June 4th, 2017. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching. The message on this glorious Pentecost Sunday is, I will pour out my spirit on all people. The Old Testament reading is Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. And from the New Testament, we hear about Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21.
One of those stories I feel like I know from my children's Bible, but I don't know how often I read it in the actual scriptural form. So this is the Tower of Babel. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as they migrated from the east, they came upon a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they had a brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which mortals had built. And the Lord said, look, they are one people, and they all have one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language there, so that they will not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the earth. Our New Testament lesson is the one that comes from the coming of the Holy Spirit in the Acts of the Apostles. So the Acts of the Apostles is really the continuation of the Gospel of Luke, just kind of got broken up into two parts, but this is the what happens, part two. Acts 2, 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from the heaven came the sound of a rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. At this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs? In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They're filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Please join me in a word of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, move in us and through us and within us. Help us to understand your word and scripture this day, so that Pentecost is not just a story from long ago, but the story of our lives today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want you to think back. When's the last time you were somewhere where your native tongue, I'm guessing for most of us that's English, was not the common tongue in the room? Perhaps you were on a vacation somewhere else on the globe. But perhaps, and nowadays here in Vallejo in Northern California, this doesn't have to necessarily be a distant place. It might even be with your in-laws or family. It could be at the local Filipino festival that's at the waterfront. It could be at your favorite restaurant. It may even be at your workplace or parts of it. Maybe not a part that you go to often, but maybe there's a part or a kitchen or a section that's there where English is not the dominant language. When that happens, and when you're in the place where what you understand and what people are speaking are not the same thing, it can feel kind of uncomfortable. You can't quite catch the meaning of what's happening around you. And when the group breaks into laughter, you have no idea what the laughter's about. Sometimes you feel out of place. Sometimes you feel kind of stupid, even if you're an intelligent person, because you can't understand that particular language. There was a guy in the 1880s who thought, no, I've got a solution for all this not understanding each other. He made up a language, Esperanto, right? So this language said, this linguist said, what if I can construct a language that's easy to learn, and we could reduce the time and labor to speak foreign languages, and in that way be able to foster harmony between peoples of different countries. In his book, he writes, were there but an international language, and all nations would be united in a common brotherhood. How many of you speak Esperanto? Yeah, I didn't think so. Didn't totally happen. On the other hand, there's another author who talked about having one language, Newspeak. Remember Newspeak? George Orwell, 1984. And in that fictional book, the one language is a one controlled language as a form of thought control. It's a limited vocabulary, but then everybody gets to be on the same page. You no longer get to use words like stupendous. You just get to replace them with double plus good. But the language is part of how that totalitarian authority uses the omnipresent surveillance and to create unity, but unity underneath one power. One language can be uniting, but it can be a little scary too. I think that our Old Testament text gives that warning, that story of the Tower of Babel. The context is that this is the very next story after Noah and the Ark and the flood. So they're at this starting over place. And the whole earth had one language and the same words. And what did people do with the unity and the ability to understand one another? They decided to build a city with a tower to make a name for ourselves. We want to make a tower and put our name on it so that we won't be scattered all over the place. God's response to this is not enthusiastic. And the result is to confuse their language so that they won't understand one another's speech. And as they couldn't understand one another, the people left off building the city. God didn't tell them that they couldn't build the city. He just gave them these different languages, and the people themselves then managed to say, "I don't understand you," and go different directions. I kind of wonder, do you think that God was punishing unity? That doesn't sound like the God that I think that I understand. So I wonder if really more it's that God was against human arrogance and that imperialistic power grab that the city represented. Because we hear later how much God does value the unity of people. Which leads us to our New Testament text. It's familiar to many of you who come to church regularly because Pentecost pops up every year. We do Christmas every year. We do Easter every year. We do Pentecost every year. And this is the text. But this is the first time I've looked at it as the reversal of the Babel story. Because this time, instead of confusing the languages, the power of God comes in with a rush of violent wind, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different languages. For there were Jews of every nation gathered in the very cosmopolitan city of Jerusalem. They were Parthians and Medes and Elamites. Aren't you glad you weren't the lector assigned to read these today? In modern day, this would be people of Iran and Kuwait, Libya, Italy, Palestine, Syria, gathered in one place. And because of the Holy Spirit, they could all understand the speech that was happening this day. But unlike Babel, they could understand not because God made everyone speak or hear one language. The Holy Spirit could have done that. We'll give God the credit. God could have had everybody understand one language. They could have all started to understand Hebrew or Aramaic. But instead, why would the Holy Spirit enable everyone to hear these good news and the power of God preached in their own language? Peter jumps into that exact question and preaches from the prophet Joel, "God declares, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy." The way that all people will prophesy is in their own context, in their own language, with and among their own communities. That's the vision of human unity that the Holy Spirit brings on Pentecost today. For God's good news is not a local event. It's not an English-only event. It's not a monolingual event or an event for any one country or empire. But the Holy Spirit's arrival is for all people and for every people. That's the unity. What an amazing world and a call for understanding across language, across class, across gender, across political understanding. Aren't we pretty far from that these days? It feels almost foolish this morning to try to stand up and preach this kind of unity across differences, given our current political climate and the shadows of misunderstanding, the intolerance of difference that we see around us. But then it's even more foolish not to preach it, given the status quo. To not preach it and just accept our division and misunderstandings as the way that it is or should be. For I'll preach it this morning, lifting up Pentecost as a symbol of human unity, where indeed people of different languages and races can be united in common good news. To preach out of that sense of hope and faith, and to share that prophetic vision that God is for all people and with all people. And to continue to pray, come Holy Spirit, for we need that Holy Spirit presence now as much as any time we have in history. Please pray with me. Come Holy Spirit, blow into our lives and our world. Break down the walls that separate us, and where our language divides, offer us translation. Where our fear overcomes, fill us with the fire of courage and move us towards an unknown future, but one that is shaped with the hope and the promise and the unity of Pentecost. Come, Holy Spirit, come. And the people say, Amen.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.